All right, buddy, we're plugged in and ready to rock and roll.
Beautiful.
It's Friday in Australia today.
TJF. Hey, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, it's freezing here in Sydney.
Likewise in Brisbane.
Yeah, I mean, it's cold. I mean, I don't get cold much, but it's cold. Like, Jesus weepers. Yeah, and then once it gets dark, if you're out, it's one of the, it's probably the coldest I can remember anyway. Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like it's going to snow here on the coast. It's just crazy at some points, you know, just getting blasted.
I mean, blasted. I've got a jumper on, which I can't remember having a jumper on so early here in Brisbane. Cold.
Yeah. Well, what about global warming?
Greta.
Yeah, and all the Aussies that rushed out to vote the Greens and the Independents in for the global warming and saving the planet and everything's warming, doesn't seem to be translating too much in my book, especially looking at the ice sheets and the graphs and all the actual real data, not data in fantasy world, like actual sea level rises and all the actual real data that we have available. Nothing's changed. And it is interesting, as we always say, they call it climate change. Well, the climate changes. The climate changes every day. The seasons change. You know, it's going to be summer, and then it's going to be, you know, winter again, and you've got a spring and autumn and all of this. Tomorrow it could be raining. The next day could be sunny. It could be colder tomorrow or a little bit warmer. That's the climate changing. So it's interesting how they've called it climate change, because that's how they get away with it when there's actually nothing happening. But like all the deadheads that called us tinfoil hatters and nutters and conspiracy theorists over the last decades, where are they now with everything that's happening around us? We've been right about everything, especially on this podcast. We've called everything, really. There's not much we haven't missed. And all the jerks out there, they just completely refuse to acknowledge now, and they completely ignore you now, whatever is happening. As things get crazier and more bizarre, they completely ignore it and just pretend that everything's okay. So because they're too egocentric, because, you know, their egos are too big to, you know, to say, you know what, you know, like, yeah, fuck, you had something there. Maybe I don't agree with all of it, but... You know, look at what's going on, and look what they did with COVID. Look what Daniel Andrews did. I mean, this is not right. You know, this whole process is not right. And you know what? You know, I'm going to have a look into this. No, they won't. They won't look at anything. They just go and live their life like nothing's happened. Choose to ignore it, and that's called selective memory. They're just selecting what they want to choose in their life to believe, and what they don't. Retardance. So they don't. Yeah. Well, they don't have the balls. They don't have the spines. Then they certainly don't have the guts to stand up and admit that they were wrong, and that something very, very crazy is happening here, and that we need to get on board together. No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, more truth in plain sight. Just I digress here a little bit. If you're not watching Dilbert.com, which is a little cartoon series every day, so Dilbert.com, currently it's all about, they've become a big pharma company, and they're just saying how, you know, like, what results do you want me to give you? Ah, you're the man for this job. Or, the, you know, like, you got to read the last few days. It's just hilarious. It's just, it is just big pharma in a nutshell, basically lying their ass off. And if you've got someone who wants to actually do it properly, they're like, I don't think you're the man for the job. Just, yeah, get on Dilbert.com. It is fantastic. But look, I'll touch on just a few things this morning. I'll just make a real quick one. Monkeypox. There was an article in the news around monkeypox. So the whole fear campaign again is the same as COVID. So firstly, actually, I'll go to the fear. The fear is, to date, who said 23 countries that hadn't previously had monkeypox have now reported more than 250 cases. Now, 250 cases, I tried to do it on the calculator of the, because apparently there's 500 worldwide now, divided by the 7.5 billion people to try and get the percentage. They couldn't get it. So we're talking probably 0.0 with probably 10 or 20 or 30 zeros, one. Okay, so there's the fear. 500 cases. Oh, my God. 750 billion people, 7.5 billion people is nothing. Now, not only that, is last year apparently in the UK somewhere, two cases of monkey virus were reported. So what the hell are we scared about? This is how they do it. They can put anything in the media, no matter how small it is, and to those friggin' nut jobs that you were talking about just before, they'll go and panic because it's 0.00000000001% of the population's got it. I've got to be scared of this shit. Fucking dickheads. Now, here's the coronavirus like. Remember, the coronavirus, you could have it without having symptoms. That's kind of like, did you know you've got measles, but you just got no measles? That you still got measles, because that makes total sense. So here we go. You may have these lesions for 2 to 4 weeks, and they may not be visible to others, but you still may be infectious. Okay, if you can't see the lesions because you haven't got lesions, what the frick have you got? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're really, really playing it up.
It's the same narrative. It's the same talking points. And the fucking sheep, the dumbass leading us, dragging us in the pit with them, will just buy it.
Yeah, that's right.
Up. And I know no one on this channel surely needs to be woken up. But for just any little minute person... thing that someone on this channel might have, like, oh, but no, as Adam said before, is like, I believe some of your stuff, but not that bit. No, don't believe any of it. Nothing is the truth. Now, the World Economic Forum just held in Davos. They had their own police force. And Adam, I need to send you this photo. The police badge.
You did.
The Baphomet.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
I sent it around
to some folks. They were like, what on earth?
Yeah.
It's like two elephants, but it's definitely the goat type horns. The devil horns, yeah. They don't hide it.
They're not hiding anything anymore. And actually, we probably need to look at the in between the 20 and the 22, what that sort of thing means. Like, oh, you know what? That is, hang on. That's three buildings crashing down. Adam, it's three buildings crashing down.
The picture?
It's buildings 1, 2, and 7 of the World Trade Centers.
Right. Yeah. I'll have to go back.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. That is three buildings crashing down. And now keep in mind, people, 1, 2, and 7 were the buildings that came crashing down. When was Pearl Harbor? December 7th.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. At the bottom, in between the 20 and 22. Yeah. The 20, 22. Yeah, the three buildings.
That's three buildings coming down.
It sure is. Yeah. I was looking at that.
Yep. Just realized it. Yep. There you go, people.
Basically with the devil over the top of it.
And the devil, yeah, 100%.
Which means we did it.
Yeah.
Far out.
You can't make this shit up.
Yeah, it is a weird badge, that, mate, because if you look at it, if I look at that badge, right, and I just look at the shape of it, it kind of looks like an animal shape or a wolf shape, and you look at the underneath the police, it just looks like two eyes as well, you know. It looks like there's another face in there, like some type of animal face in it as well. It's unbelievable. And then you have what looks like two type of elephants with horns, but in their legs you see two more faces with the jaw underneath as the legs, you know what I mean? It's, there's a lot in that. It's a very strange picture for people to study. I'll put it up.
Yeah, I didn't even think about the shape of the badge. Nice work, nice pickup. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's got like a cat shape or something. Yeah. You know, like a Batman-y cat sort of shape, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes no sense for it to be that shape, Adam.
Yeah, but if you look at that shape and then you look at those two under the police, it looks like two eyes and a face there. But then there's if you kind of squint a little bit, you can see that there's sort of like two beasts with horns bucking each other.
Yeah, they're two beasts, that's for sure.
Yeah, but if you look under there, they're two faces facing each other, like headbutting each other. And if you look at the two eyes on either side and the jaw underneath.
Actually, okay, Adam, in the legs, the top leg on either side, you could say are the eyes, that the way it's bent around.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And then the bottom leg is the bottom jaw. And so the two heads are butting each other.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's so much. There's so much in that badge.
Oh, I'll put it up with the podcast description anyway so people can see that if they've missed it. But there's a lot in that.
It's huge. It's huge. And you know, as you came back to me, and I've said on this podcast many times, that if you're a copper on this podcast you're listening to, and you are defending what the government tells you to go and do, you are the problem. You are the problem. Okay, because these police are going to, I've said before, the Chinese military are going to spit you cops out, right? You're doing a job, setting the bigger picture up, and you don't see it. You guys got to stand up en masse and realize that you are the problem. Well, you're not the problem. You're the fix of the problem. Okay.
Well, this is something that you mentioned, what we've been talking about for ages, that we were obviously labelled tinfoil hatters, but we talked about this world police forces under the UN, and we saw this in Melbourne. I mean, we really did. When those protests started in Melbourne, everybody noticed the change in the uniforms. We were talking about it last year. Look at this. Look at their weapons, the way they carry themselves. They were speaking different languages. There was a lot of Chinese guys in there. Yep. They were not Victorian police. Whenever you saw Victorian police, they were standing around. They didn't know what to do. And they were the guys in blue. You could see their Victorian police. This was a whole nother level. So, you know, obviously this is a test case, but we've been talking for ages about that they want to create, once they get us signed up to these health treaties and things, you know, then they can call pandemics and move in. They'll create their own police. And look, they've already done it. They're creating. So this World Economic Forum and all these criminal enterprises, everything they do is illegal, like highly illegal. And it's criminal activity. They're absolute criminals in every sense of the word. So it makes sense that they would create their own police forces. And that's what I know you were talking a lot about as well, that the police forces here are being used to get to us, you know, to attack the Australian people. And they don't understand. They think they've got a seat at the table. And that's what you said. Yeah, they're going to be spat out because they don't want them either. And this is a very real threat. A world economic sort of forum, total police state, that they would try to move in, which means that, you know, in each country, the police forces that you know go out, possibly during staged emergencies or called emergencies, which is what they're trying to do. So they bring their guys in, which means our police forces have no say. And they don't get it. They're just so ego-driven and, you know, they're so pumped up, you know, and delusional that they're not looking at the bigger picture, our police forces, and they don't see that they're just as disposable as us.
Yep. You know? Yep. Yep. Yeah. Look, Adam, these next few years are crucial, these next few months. Look, people, I don't know where it's going. We're trying to break it down the best we can. But better make sure I say it. We are still here and this is not going away. Okay. Monkeypox. It's interesting that they sort of gone off that. I just think monkeypox has got some more, petrol in the tank. I think there's something still more there. In other news, Russia, again, no one's blowing up Ukraine. It's just all staged. Do you feel like you're in a war that's massive in any way, shape, or form? Do you even feel like you're in a pandemic? I mean, if you do, you just turn the news off. Turn the news off. Like, look outside right now. Does it look like – I'm looking outside right now. I'm on some acreage, and I can't see anything. I go to the city. I don't see anything other than just people going to work, people driving their cars, people going for a walk, going for a run. I go to the gym, people doing their workouts. There's nothing.
That's what
there's,
I said. That's what I said many times, mate. Your life, our life, my life has not changed since we were a little kid. Things have modernized, and there's more houses around and things, but I can still go to the parks I grew up in, and it's exactly the same. There's still trees around that have been there, and schools and places that are the same. So our lives haven't changed. We've just got older, but they haven't changed. It's the media narrative. They've molded people's minds to believe something that is just not there. And it just shows you the power of the mainstream media in particular. It's a lot bigger than that, I understand, but the media's ability to just brainwash people. You remember last year when they started the COVID thing, it was over the top. It was just, you couldn't turn around. It was just COVID, 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 COVID. They just didn't stop. They just, it was a worldwide planetary sledgehammer over the head of COVID propaganda. And they made people believe in and to see something that just simply isn't there. And I'm, you know, and the people that believe it so much, but it's like if you just stop and think for you, and not only that, they went and got these jabs in their arms, you know, and it's just it's crazy, isn't it? How the media through those TV sets, you know, can actually make millions and millions of people believe in something that just simply isn't real. It's just incredible.
And remember, how do you spell believe? Would you spell believe with L-I-E in it? Lie? Okay. Mm-hmm. Everything is set up on purpose. Everything is by design. Even the word believe. Okay. Because I asked you to spell believe. And I've said on this podcast before, you'd be like, it's a B-E-L-E-E-V-E, believe, or E-A-V, like, you know, you're leaving somewhere. But then again, the A doesn't make sense anyway, so wouldn't it just be two E's? I don't know. I mean, you can go through so many words and just go, that makes no sense. Actually, just on that, the name Siobhan, I mean, the way it's spelt, would you say it like that? No. There's so many crazy names out there. You just go, how do you have that silent and this and that and everything else? It just makes no sense. But everything by design.
Definitely is, and I'm just looking at some info today on the Telegram channel saying that New South Wales 96 alleged COVID deaths in a week ending on May 28th, so a staggering 86% of those were double and triple vaccinated.
So hang on. So you said 96?
This is the New South Wales stats, 96. Yeah,
so you can flip in gematria, so you can flip this one of the nines, get the 66, and 86 is the death number. So and the gangs in America, we're going to 86 you, which means we're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice little numbers. Everything by numbers. It's just crazy.
So, we keep going back to this, though, that it appears there's they're showing it on the news as well, that there's code reds for all the ambulances. I don't know if you saw that in New South Wales. Apparently they're doing deals with taxi services to pick up people. What's going on with this? Because, Adam, you know, we do know last year there weren't anybody in hospital with COVID. They were empty, right? But now it seems like there's people getting sick and dying, but they're trying just desperately to cover it all up and bring in new psyops and everything like that. Wondering what's going on here.
Okay, so I've just been to the emergency section of a hospital near me. Won't say where, but it's a major hospital, right? And twice in the space of 4 weeks, right, for families, family members. And both times we've walked in the emergency and we've walked in and had the person in a bed within under 5 minutes. I'm talking under 5 minutes. I'm talking 10, 15, or it was 5.5. I'm talking under 5 minutes every time. There is no friggin' problem in our hospitals. The problem is the TV. Turn it off. If you don't believe me, go to an emergency section. Go to a hospital. Check them out. Now, remember, go back 2 years, and my friend Kiri from up the Sunshine Coast, you know, she posted a video from her mate in Liverpool. He got injured at a soccer match. Went to Liverpool hospital, and he's like thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to be here forever waiting. He walks in, goes, what the frig's going on here? There was no one around the place. So he films it, just going, thought I'd be waiting a little while to get my leg checked, but there's no one here. don't believe what you're seeing. The ramping issue. There's no ramping issue for all these ambulances. It's just not true. Okay, they just set the photo up, set the video up, and just tell you that there's a problem. There's no problem. There's none whatsoever. There's so few people going to hospital because they're too scared to go there.
What do you think's going on with injuries, like people getting injured from the jabs?
Well, Adam, how good was that guy from? Because you sent me the meme on it, but I've got the actual. Or did you send me the radio interview, or did you send me the meme?
What was it?
From the AFL guy. So he's got on 3AW or some radio station, and said, well, hang on, we've really got to ask about whether this is jabs or not, because we're talking about Warnie, we're talking about Marshy. Well, Marshy's a bit old, but still he's only 74, and went through a list of players that are just falling over dead. And mate, I can add to that. So I've got a very close friend of mine who is pro-jabbed, pro-everything, pro-ridiculous. But she says to me the other day, because she's like starting to sort of go, oh, you may have got a few things right. Really? Anyway, tells me that her friend, husband, 36 years of age, just dropped dead in the kitchen. And I've got three other people who have told me about other people just dropping dead.
Yes.
Makes no sense.
Well,
all those
soft
players.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Yeah. The cull's begun.
Well, it is. And I mean, I was just out cleaning the car the other day, and an ambulance just rolled up the street past me, just rolled up. I've seen that a bit, no siren or nothing, just rolled up the street. Yeah. And I'm thinking, that's weird. But obviously there's a lot of deaths and injuries from these jabs.
Yeah.
And then so at the same time, they're telling us that the ambulances are backed up for the hospitals and all of this, but they're COVID patients, or it's just because it's winter and all of this. So there's just so many lies going on and so much manipulation through the media that no one would know anyway. And now they've got the monkeypox thing in, and now they're telling you in Melbourne and all over the media that they're actually saying that now we have to start worrying about the normal seasonal flu.
Which is worse than COVID.
Yeah. This was actually a health professional in Melbourne on the mainstream media news. That's what he was saying, and he's actually saying that, you know, even if you had 1, 2, 3, 4 jabs, it doesn't really matter. You know why? Because that was then, and this is now. So you had those jabs then, but now what we're really worried about is the flu season combining with the COVID. And so, you know, this could potentially be deadly, even for the triple and quadruple vax and all of this. So you can see the game they're playing.
Yeah,
you know, it's just unbelievable. So the thing is, it's like they do with everything. You know, when 9/11 happened, you watched it and you were like, well, that's just completely what they're saying is a lie. That's not a terrorist attack or whatever. So when you first watched it, you knew that there was something incredibly wrong with that picture. But as time went on, there's so many rabbit holes about what actually did happen, to the point where, you know, over a decade, most people just didn't care anymore. And if you went in to do a bit of study, it was just such a minefield, you know. And I think that's what they do with these things. You know, I mean, it was so preposterous what they did with COVID and getting people scared into getting a jab in their arm. But now so many are jabbed. And as time goes on, and as you said, it's almost like I said the other night on the podcast, it's like a serial killer has been injected into people's blood work. And you just don't know. This guy could be cooking in the kitchen noodles one night and they just dropped dead. Happened to a friend of mine. Their dad just dropped dead. Said to his wife he didn't feel well, walked into the living room, dead as a doornail. And and I've heard a few of these as well. Plus, I'm seeing a lot of people ill for months now. They're not recovering. They're not looking well. And they're saying that they've got COVID. And so they just think that they got COVID, but they don't think that it's got anything to do with the jabs they had. So they've got no clue either. So you've got a population who's completely brainwashed and asleep and watching these media narratives being, you know, cast out like a spider's web of propaganda. And it's going to get to the point where nobody knows who's who, what's what, why this guy died, why my uncle died, why my dad died, or why they're sick themselves or anything. It's going to be too much deep. It's going to be like a deep ocean of propaganda. And I think that's the way they've planned it. It's not just all the psyops happening with everything else that's going on, but people don't seem to understand why they're not well. And it's like, really? And I don't know if they seriously don't, or they just refuse. It's crazy. But you know what I mean. The longer that this goes on, and you keep saying we're still here, it's going to get deeper and deeper. And as you said, people are fine. People are fine. Isn't this crazy? People are fine for months, for a year, completely normal, not a problem in the world, and then they're just dying. This is, this is like nothing we've ever had to face on planet Earth before. And there's people just dropping dead. Yep. You could drop dead anywhere, even if you feel fine, if you've had those things. You just don't know.
Well, Adam, let's go to Area 51 game that you sent me. So people have a look
at
the game, and where he says that the vaccinations will eat you from the inside out. And that's basically what's happening. I'm sorry if you're on this channel and you had the vaccines. Do your best to detox from them. Think of every heavy metal type of thing you can take. Charcoal powder and bentonite clay being the main two. I've just read a great article on a 3 to 7 day coconut oil detox. Research into that. I'm actually going to think about doing that next week. I used to take 60 mils of coconut oil a day, and I was on fire, man. I used to love it. It was just so alive and awake. And some of the things they mentioned in that article was exactly that. So all you do is coconut oil only for 3 to 7 days, and it detoxes you. So look into whatever things you can do to detox.
How do you take the coconut oil?
Sorry, man?
How do you take the coconut oil?
Oh, you just, like, if it's wintertime, it's going to be hard, so you just eat it.
You just mean eating spoons of it a day.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14 tablespoons of coconut oil a day. And I can tell you, for every – I started with 20 mils of coconut oil. This is about a decade ago. It was 8 years ago. It was not 2014, because I competed in a bodybuilding show, because what I was doing was I had 20 mils of coconut oil throughout the day. One serve. And then I lost some weight. I'm like, really? So I went to 20 mils and lost more weight. And then I went, I will go three 20 mil serves a day, and I lost more weight. But the energy I had was amazing. Yeah, coconut oil, organic, raw, cold pressed. Get the best you can. It is so good for you. It's not funny.
Yeah. I get some really good stuff. Wild raw coconut oil from. It's Pacific Islands.
Yeah,
there's nice. Papua New Guinea has one, and Vanuatu have where the locals and natives, they actually go out to these wild areas on islands, and they bring it back, and they transport it and do it all, so it's completely raw. It's just amazing what you can buy. But I do like the coconut pulling every day, and just like 20 minutes, you swivel it around, and I use it as toothpaste as well. I use it as toothpaste for a couple of years now. I don't buy commercial toothpaste. It just works out so much cheaper. My little one, she's 6, and she did have her first dental appointment, but no cavities, and she washes with coconut oil, and it is proven, even the dental associations had to admit that it destroys all the bacteria that causes the cavities and stuff, because, you know, that stuff's pretty gnarly. Every few hours, it's like acid, and it builds up. Depending on your diet or if you're having a lot of sugar and stuff, it can build up and cause the cavities. But the coconut oil will complete. And when you're doing the oil pulling and it's liquefied and you're swishing it around your mouth, that coconut oil is going all in between your teeth as well.
Yeah.
And it's cleaning all your teeth, and my teeth have felt great. And
so, Adam, what are you brushing with? Just coconut oil.
Just coconut oil. You can put a little bit of peppermint oil, or the best one is to mix coconut oil with bicarb soda.
Of course, yes.
And you make a paste, and you can put one drop of a good oil that you like. Peppermint oil is a good one, and then you can use that. People swear by that. That's all you'll need. I found it on a thread, actually, and this lady wasn't selling anything. It was a couple of years ago, and she had tooth problems, and she had an infection, and they were going to do a root canal, I think. And she she started using just exclusively coconut oil and washing and brushing. And then time went on and then the infection stopped, and then she went back to the dentist and she was okay. She continued. And she wasn't selling anything. It was a good blog. And nice. I've read a lot of these as well. So and this can be combined obviously with your zinc, your organic zinc, and I would highly recommend vitamin K2 and your D3 together, because the K2 will help all that in there and stop any infections and things around your nerve pulp areas and your teeth and things like that. So it's a fantastic product. But I guess it's just a mind thing. The toothpaste companies are just another company, and you can see they've got people used to doing that over the years. And you look at it and you're like, what the hell is this shit anyway? Why do you have to have a paste? I know there's some toothpaste that are like clay and stuff, which are good, but I mean, most toothpaste has got glycerine in it, even the health food ones, right? And that puts a coating on your teeth so they can't remineralize. So you don't want any of those either. But I mean, really, you just need something bare minimum, like something very simple, some type of paste. You don't need the toothpaste. So people would hear me and go, but how do you use coconut oil? That's ridiculous. Like, you need toothpaste. Why do you need toothpaste? Have a look at the ingredients. Why do you need that?
Yeah.
Well, they're basically selling it because of fluoride in it. Well, you don't need that. So why do you need that toothpaste? It's a paste, but why do you need what's in it? You don't need it. They've just got you used to it, thinking that you need to buy this. And I have friends, they just won't change. You've got to have toothpaste. You got to. And I'm like, why? Why? Just buy coconut oil. It's so bloody cheap. You can buy a big jar and have it for the whole family.
It's like underarm deodorant. I haven't bought an underarm deodorant in, it'd have to be a decade now.
No, I think I use just tea tree.
Half the time I use nothing. Like today, I've got nothing on. It's cold. I'm not going to sweat it up. I've got a natural one I do use, a little paste natural thing. No Pong, I think it's called. But other than that, you don't need it. It's kind of like Gaviscon. You don't need Gaviscon. You just need bicarb soda. I mean,
that's right.
So many things we're not told. But, mate, in keeping this one short, because we said we'd keep it about 20 minutes, it's now 30-something. We can't help ourselves. Can I finish off on something completely different?
Finish up.
I was told about honey badgers. Now, I have heard of honey badgers before, but look it up and check out the craziness of these honey badgers. Man, seriously, they're not that big. They're like a big cat,
mm-hmm.
And they're just like a lethal weapon. They'll attack even snakes, lions, you name it. They can escape from anywhere. It's unbelievable. So just for something fun, just check out some honey badgers on Google.
Yeah, those things are tough.
Oh, like I said, I knew about them, but I didn't realize how tough they were. These guys they're psychotic. Oh man,
go the honey badger.
Yeah, that does me for the day.
I'll probably just switch a little bit. Just still looking into the false flag shootings in the US as well. There's more. There's been more, eh? Just crazy. Yeah. Dummies, actors, staged blood.
Yeah, they're waiting.
Oh, my goodness.
The cops waited an hour to go in? Bullshit. And
this Megan, is crazy.
Actually, I took a screenshot. I was going to say it before. Megan was at one of them putting flowers down. Remember, when are you putting flowers down? It's a false flag. And there was 19 deaths. 19. It's been crazy. 19 years between 2001 and 2020, there was 19 hijackers. 19 equals chaos. 19 is a big number.
They're really. So Canada's looking to freeze handgun sales and ownership. So this is because of the staged false flag events in the US, which really is, to be honest, is state sponsored. Terrorism against its own people. It's government terrorism against their own people to get a desired outcome, which is to take people's guns. But then you've got Donald Trump coming out and saying that he wants teachers to be armed, which is the complete opposite of what these maniacs want. Look, I can't see them taking guns from US citizens. I can't see it. It's never worked, but it does show you that old sleepy Joe Biden, he's really going for it. This is the probably the strongest push I've seen. There's usually some false flag shootings or school shootings here and there, but this has been a whole string of them. Yeah. With possibly more to come, and we could see them here as well, but we're disarmed, so they don't really need to do that here. No. But I know there's certain lobbies here who are trying to reinstate our right to bear some form of arms or make it a bit easier or whatever, but that's just getting squashed behind the scenes anyway. They've disarmed us. John Howard disarmed us through his big buddies in the UN. Back in the 90s for the false flag in Tasmania. But yep. It's just amazing to be seeing this today, mate.
Hang on, mate.
Hey, bunnies!
That was out of control. I've seen a horse. But, yeah, like that false flag in Tasmania. Remember a decade before that, they said in Australian Parliament we wouldn't be able to control the guns or whatever until there was a massacre in Port Arthur.
Mm.
It was said in Parliament. They gave you the truth in plain sight.
Before it even happened.
10 years before. Actually, I think it was 1988 and wasn't Port Arthur 1996. Anyway, you know, here or there, doesn't matter. But, yeah, they said it in Parliament. That there was
that Umsworth? Barry Umsworth?
No, I can't remember who said it. Actually, you know what? I will try and find that because it's on record.
Yeah, if people are interested in that, they can go on the cresfiles.com, my website, and just type in Martin Bryant or Port Arthur. You'll get a lot. There's a lot of podcasts and a lot of info that I've taken offline and put up there to make it easier. So it's a great resources and reference on that website that maybe people are not aware of, but it's all in there.
And Adam... Martin Bryant's name, who was the alleged killer, which it wasn't, it was fake, equals 56 in the purest cipher. What's COVID-19 equal? 56.
Yep. Yeah. Never-ending cycle of fear.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Goes on and on, mate.
All right, mate. Well, you have a good day.
All good. Keep it real and keep researching and let me know any links or anything that are important. So much happening. But if there's any interesting articles you get up in the day, shoot them through to me because I break them down as well on the podcast and post them on the website. So anything that you think's interesting, shoot it through on the messenger. And everything's up on the website, cresfiles.com. Plenty going up, and good to chat with Jason Woodforth today. Have a good weekend, buddy, and stay out of the hospital.
Will do, you too, mate.
Out of the empty hospitals, apparently. Okay, I'm confused.
All right, dude, chat again.
All right.
Peace out.